Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Look, mama, don't be basic. All that talent you got, girl, don't you waste it. The way you wobble and jiggle, the way you shake it. All that cake, I wanna taste it. I'm calling out a word today, I'm about to play sick. You ain't ever done it on the in the spaceship. And he got your body bending, looking like you shake you. OMG, girl, you don't make sense. So, look, mama, don't be basic. All that talent you got, girl, don't you waste it. The way you wobble and jiggle, the way you shake it. All that cake, I wanna taste it. I'm calling up a word today, I'm out of play sick. You ain't ever done it on the innie in the spaceship. And he got your body bending, looking like you shake shit. OMG, girl, you don't make sense. The way you move your body, sort of like a snake did. Ooh, girl, you ain't nothing to play with. Every time I get a piece of you, I savor it. I can't deny you my favorite. All I can eat when you catering. Can't get enough for your flavoring. Girl, you the best, no debating it. Ain't nothing left over, I ain't saving shit. I want it right now. Red light special with the top down. They watching now, give them something to talk about. They can put on my shoe, but they can't walk them out. Shorty won't give me two, they cost a couple thousand. Ain't got it to get it, so what you talk about? I just play my position and know it hold around. And every time that I eat it, I go a couple rounds. So, look, mama, don't be basic. All that talent you got, girl, don't you waste it. The way you wobble and jiggle, the way you shake it. All that cake, I want to taste it. I'm calling up a word today, I'm about to play sick. You ain't never done it on the innie in the spaceship. And he got your body bending, looking like you shake you. OMG, girl, you don't make sense. So, look, mama, don't be basic. All that talent you got, girl, don't you waste it. The way you wobble and jiggle, the way you shake it. All that cake, I wanna taste it. I'm calling up a word today, I'm about to play sick. You ain't never done it on the innie in the spaceship. And he got your body bending, looking like you shake you. OMG, girl, you don't make sense. Come around, they pipe, I just make it. The mother niggas ain't this, they just make it. Five poodle lace, you roll up, make some rest with the girl pranking. You been naughty and I'ma give you a spanking. We got no strings attached, this relations. Been no talking, your inbox, they be hating. They don't know what we built, they can't break it. I want it right now, might not make it home, it's the lifestyle. Soon as I doubt they know you getting piped down. Lights out, we ain't running up a wipe out. Calm down, baby, don't be hostile. Stop out, full of perky, never tap out. I'ma make you pass out, I'ma make it worthwhile. How you feeling like the first time? Trust me, I know how to work, man. So, look, mama, don't be basic. All that talent you got, girl, don't you waste it. The way you wobble and jiggle, the way you shake it. All that cake, I wanna taste it. I'm calling up a word today, I'm out of play sick. You ain't never done it on the innie in the spaceship. And he got your body bending, looking like you shake you. OMG, girl, you don't make sense. So, look, mama, don't be basic. All that talent you got, girl, don't you waste it. The way you wobble it, jiggle, the way you shake it. All that cake, I wanna taste it. I'm calling up a word today, I'm about to play sick. You ain't never done it on the innie in the spaceship. And he got your body bending, looking like you shake you. OMG, girl, you don't make sense.
You don't make no sense, girl. That was Cat B. That joint is called Basic. You can download it right now on iTunes and really any digital platform. I'm going to say your favorite digital platform. How about that? It's the Social Lab Team Hama Radio. Hey, it's a new era. It's a new day. There's a new leader. Yep. America's ranting and raving. Not everybody, though. There might be about at least, 50, 60, 70 million folks who might not be too happy. But the rest of us are so excited though. Hey, listen, new era in America. Hey, we hyped about our special guest who stopped past. He's pulling up to talk about all the different businesses and what's going on in his world. That's the super dynamic entrepreneur, Sleepy Green. Plus, we'll talk about more. Madam Boston, out of Charlotte, all that noise. What you eating, crack crushing ice over there or something? What's going on? What's happening?
I'm not. Well, good afternoon in the morning time, and I'm not doing nothing but listening to you. I have nothing going on.
We were listening to a whole lot over there. It sounded like, anyway. Hey, let's not go any further. We're going to go ahead and welcome my brother from another mother. Sleep, thanks for pulling up, boss.
Hey, man, thanks for inviting me. Thanks for having me on again.
Hey, guys.
Once again, I feel like we've been talking for years now. It's been going on a year after year. How many years is this? Year four? We didn't caught up with
you. Bro, we've been like 800 podcasts deep. Like, cats don't even believe that. Like, yeah, it's like, yeah, five plus more. Like, yeah. Kilo. We've been doing this like almost a decade, for real.
Yeah,
man, we vets at it. And clearly, bro, you fam. So, you know, I like following positive people making moves, bro. And you like, you know, again, you fam, big bro for real. Man, the last thing I just saw, I was like, I got to get this dude back on the show, because every time I turn around, it's something bigger and better. Ladies and gentlemen, he's an entrepreneur. He's an administrator. He's an owner. He's a promoter. He's a designer. But I'm going to pause and let him introduce himself. I already did, but I'm letting him introduce himself. Hey, tell the folks a little bit more about yourself, brother.
Yeah, man. So, you know, I'm from North Philadelphia. I live out on the land. I've been living here for 16 years. So, you know, everybody call me Sleep or Sleepy Green. My real name is Devin. So, I've been, you know, actually within the last 5 years, I've been kind of transforming my mentality from just working, like having more of a working mentality, to more of a full entrepreneur mentality. So I've been, and then, you know, over the last couple of years, I've leveled up and partnered with Usher and Akon and Edgerrin James and DeAndre Hopkins and Andre Johnson, a couple NFL and celebrities, and then we've accumulated a few clubs now, nightclubs all across Atlanta and also Houston. And also, I opened up another restaurant with some friends of mine, and you know, I'm in the trucking business now. So I've just been staying busy. You know, this pandemic has gave me a chance to kind of sit back and analyze life. And when everything else slowed down, I just kind of put my foot in the gas. So that's kind of what happened.
You said a couple things, bro. You said a couple things. You said I had to change my mindset. You said I had
right.
to level up.
Right.
And then you spoke a lot about relationship building. It doesn't matter who it
right.
is, right? You just dropped some hefty names, right? But it,
yeah,
it
yeah,
doesn't
yeah.
matter who it is. It's about
right.
relationships.
Right.
Talk to us about all three of those things: mindset, leveling up, and relationship building.
Yeah. So I think I tell my friends about this a lot. One of the problems with us as African Americans, we don't really have, we kind of have this kind of like, some of us have like a crab in a bucket or only me mentality. And so, you know,
facts.
I went more to changing my mentality to teaming up, partnerships, how can we benefit each other? Also looking at situations where it's a win-win situation for everybody. Also, you know, I've always been on a positive thing as far as positive vibes. But even when things look like it may be, the deal may not be to my favor, kind of being optimistic and positive that it's not always about the money. Sometimes it's about the relationship and being in the room. And if you look at it like that, you know, you can, you know, sometimes we turn our opportunity because we look at the money situation instead of looking like, hey, being in the room is just as powerful and just as can have an impact financially later if you network and meet the right people. And so that's kind of changed my mentality.
Absolutely.
From last time, you know, from years ago to now, you know, it's kind of like, I'll sacrifice financially because I know it's going to pay off in the long run from a relationship standpoint. So,
yo, you got a multitude of businesses, Sleep. I think as entrepreneurs, as creatives, many of us have a lot of different ideas, and you know, it's like having a lot of ideas, but a master of nothing, right?
Right.
How did you decide to start where you started, right? I know you as a designer, clothing designer, No Sleep Clothing. I know you as a promoter. You moved into trucks. But, I mean, you also are in the medical field as an administrator, 9-to-5, right? And so, I mean, I can relate balance and all of it, but I get overwhelmed even in the midst of all of my stuff. And one thing you tell me is – I sleep too much. I rest too much.
Right.
Sleep is for billionaires.
Right.
But I'm
right.
tired as hell. And I'm like, dude, I ain't doing nothing compared to you. How do you identify, like, what's going to work? How did you identify what was going to work? And how do you balance it?
Well, first of all, I've learned this a long time ago, and I think about this a lot now. They said, you know, I read somewhere that it's the difference of people that fall to sleep and go to sleep, right? So I'm the person who falls asleep. Like, I work myself, you know, as far as making sure I maximize my day until I fall asleep. Some people get in the bed and go to sleep. It's 8 o'clock, on the bed, 10 o'clock, time for sleep. I don't have that mentality. So first of all, the mentality has to change. Because if I start going to bed, like, I don't even have a set bedtime. I fall asleep whenever I fall asleep. Maybe early sometimes, maybe nighttime. It doesn't matter. But I can't go to sleep. I wouldn't even be comfortable with myself. So I think the first thing is changing your mentality to more of a, I'm not going to go to sleep like a baby with a set time until I maximize my day. And if I know it's stuff that I need to accomplish, why not just try to push through it until you fall asleep? Then you're more likely to accomplish more, right? So that's number one. So, you know, that changed my mentality years ago when it came to that. So what happens is it separates you from those who go to sleep. Because now while people are going to sleep, I'm getting the extra work and the ideas are flowing late at night. I'm out working more. And so by the time – and then it's not just about falling asleep. It's about waking up. So I wake up just as early as the person who made themselves go to sleep. So now you went to sleep at 8. I went to sleep at 3 in the morning. You woke up at 8. I woke up at 8. But I got 10 things more accomplished than you did. And so now it's like – it's not. Now you're at a disadvantage because – even though you wake up nice and refreshed, I may take me a little bit of time to kind of get refreshed, but I've accomplished more that's going to set me up for the long run.
Way more.
So, you know, I really –
that's right.
Yeah, so I'm a true believer in accomplishing and sacrificing now so you can rest later. So then I can go to sleep later when I'm 50 years old. I can go to sleep and retire, right? So right now, Lord willing, while I still have the energy and while I'm still healthy, I want to – fall to sleep. I want to go to sleep.
I'm glad you just explained that. I'm glad I asked that question, bro, because I'm going to tell you something. The first time you said that to me, I felt some kind of way. And I think you remember how I responded, you know, when you said that. Because but I totally get it. And I'm not going to sleep like a baby. I'm literally falling asleep most of the time, so I feel a little better about that. I feel a little better.
Okay.
But I still know that I can press beyond some things too, right? I mean, I can focus a little more, press a little more based on that feedback. But go ahead, CeeLo.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, you fall asleep. Yes. I think we all know that one.
Fall asleep, like literally, because if I sit too long, I'm so tired, I will literally fall asleep, right?
Well, not so much when I say fall, you know, literally, I don't mean it literally. I mean, like, literally, I don't even want to sit down and kind of get in positions where I can fall asleep. Another key to my success, it's not for everybody, that I don't sit down. So I don't have moments like, oh, the couch, this is great. Oh, that's it. I stand up. Even when I work on my computers, when I'm working throughout the day, like today, I haven't sat down all day long since I've been up, unless I was in the car. But other than that, I haven't sat down at all. Like when I go into meetings, I stand up. When I'm in the house, I just walk around the house, stand up. I just keep myself active and busy because if I do sit down, I will fall asleep. If I sit in the couch, I'm going to bed. This is a fact. But if you stand up, it's kind of like, you know, you're constantly moving, you get it more done, you know? And so, and I feel like, you know, the balance is all out, because I know, you know, I read an article, and I think, you know, the misconception is sleeper, you need all this sleep to live, and which is true if your body's used to getting sleep and all of a sudden you become sleep deprived. I've been this way my whole life. So it's kind of like my body, this is the normal for my body. So I still work out, I still eat healthy, you know, I still take my vitamins. So it's kind of like I'm not just saying people should just don't get sleep and kill themselves. It's more like if you're not going to fulfill the whole balance of working out, eating right, you probably should sleep. And, you know, in turn, you're probably not getting much accomplished. So, you know, that's just my mentality. You know.
No doubt. No doubt. Sleep, you talked about coming from Philly to Atlanta. And I know a little bit about the story, which I think is inspiring. But share with the audience a little bit about what brought you to Atlanta from Philly.
Just really just looking for a better opportunity. I came here one time with a friend of mine. Philly is a super dirty city. Like, you know, it's dirty. I live in the hood, you know, from North Philadelphia, which is like, you know, the worst part of Philadelphia. So for me, just when I first came to Atlanta, just seeing, you know, cleanness. No dirt in the ground and nobody, you know, simple things that we kind of take for granted. I really appreciated it. Like, wow, it's amazing. There's no trash on the ground. And wow, there's no drug dealers on every corner and no liquor stores in every corner. This is how I want to live. And I just took a chance and moved to Atlanta because I felt like this was like paradise at the time. Like, this is the best life ever, you know? And the change of scenery kind of forced me to work harder than I've ever worked. Because once I came to Atlanta, I'm like, wow, it's beautiful, but nobody's giving you any handouts. Nobody's handing you anything. You got to still work. So, you know, and I think one thing about people in general, when you change your situation and you become uncomfortable, where you don't fall back on family, you don't have any friends to fall back on, it kind of makes you hit another gear that you didn't think you had in you, the survival button. How am I going to survive, you know? And that's kind of how I, you know. Mentality.
No doubt.
Yes.
Man.
Yes.
Go ahead, CeeLo.
Oh, I was just going to say, yeah, because you definitely have come a long way from when we first had you on the show and, like, when you first got to Atlanta and y'all were just starting to do the promotions and everything.
Right.
Yeah, so
right.
You've come a long way, babe. Long way.
You know.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Thank you. No, it's been a 360, too, because now it's like, as I get older now, man, I'm over 40. I don't even, you know, my party life is kind of declining because I've now became an owner now. So now I've owned the clubs that I used to promote in. And now I'm trying to set, you know, setting myself up with multiple streams of income. So that way when I retire, retire from partying, it'll be still, I enjoy it, but I'll be getting paid from an owner perspective instead of a promoter, you know, stressing myself out to get people in the building, you know. So it's kind of just, as I'm getting older, my mentality has changed, you know.
Evolving.
Yep,
evolving. Become wiser. And just speaking of wiser, becoming wiser, I mentioned leveling up earlier. You know, in my experience, every successful person has doubted themselves along the way. And still, right, still in certain moments, we doubt ourselves. I'm certainly not as successful as you. And many others, right? But just even at my level, I doubt myself. And so how do you rise above doubt in general? But specifically, how do you rise above doubt when you're negotiating large deals like, you know, club purchases, you know, real estate,
right.
You know, 18-wheelers and, you know, all of the above? How do you rise above that doubt?
Well, it's really about surrounding yourself with the right people. Like I mentioned earlier, you kind of find people that specialize in different areas that you're not strong in, so that the area that you have doubt in, somebody else may be strong in. So I may not be the best when it comes to real estate, but I have somebody on my team who's a real estate guru. I may not be the best when it comes to something else, but I have somebody else on my team. So what I've learned to do over the years, which changed from when I was younger, right? When I was younger, I was a maverick. I can do it all. I don't need any help. I can figure it out. To now that I'm older, it's like, hey, how do we connect the dots and collaborate with people that have different strengths. Like, for example, like, you know, I don't like dropping names, but I'll drop a name, like Akon, right? He's almost a billionaire as my business partner, right? So, but he's not with the people. He's not in the streets promoting parties, and he's not in social media. He's just an icon. So what he need, what he does well is he's rich, right? He has the money. He has the fortitude to put the money up. What I can do well is marketing, social media. So we both found strengths that we both can do. So it takes the doubt out of my mind, like, how can I afford it? Well, you got a person who has money. You don't have to worry about the money. And then he takes his doubt out. How am I going to grow the event? I got sleep. He's going to grow the event. So it kind of takes, we help each other out.
Right, hand in hand.
Hand in hand. And then you, and then as you take that, you build on. So you, so between me and him, then you find somebody else who's great in something else, and then you figure out what they want to do. And we've just been adding pieces on. We've just been finding people that, you know, that's good with other things. And I never thought I would even be in a situation, but it's just all about, for me, life is just about relationships. Relationships, relationships, relationships. I'll tell everybody that. That changed my life. Like, literally, relationships has changed my whole life in 1 year. Like, it's changed my whole life. And so,
can you tell us one specific situation? Because you, man, I mean, I know you. We've been following, I mean, we've done this show live from Miami, you know, No Sleep Weekend, right? I mean, we've done that a couple of times. And so we know you are entrenched in relationships. But I'm smart enough to know all relationships aren't good relationships. So can you tell us one of many situations? Because, I mean, I can think of, you know, when you stumbled upon Diddy, he threw your sweatshirt on and it was through the roof, right? I mean, but what was one situation that catapulted you to another situation that you can just think of clearly?
So 4 years ago, at my weekend in Miami, North East South Beach, I was in front of the nightclub, and Edgerrin James, who's, you know, he's a Hall of Fame running back, played for the Colts, and those who don't understand, no football. But he's from Miami, right? So he comes outside and says, "Who party is this?" And he was like, "Hey, it's a sleep party." He was like, "Hey, I'm from Miami, you know. I didn't know you guys were doing a party down here." I was like, "Yeah, you know, I know who you is. So you're Edgerrin James." I said, "Look, man, I'll take care of you. Come on inside. I got a VIP section. You can come party with us." So we started this relationship. Every year he came to No Sleep South Beach. Every single year he came down. He would text me and say, "Let me know the dates." And over the years, we kind of built the relationship. So last year, in the beginning of the year, he told me, "Hey, I'm about to move to Atlanta. I'm buying a nightclub called Medusa Lounge." I said, "Really?" I said, "Listen, man, you know, I've been promoting for years, and I would love to buy a club and be a partner." He's like, "You know," he said, "you know, I'm rich. I don't need your money, man." You know, kind of like sarcastic. "I don't need your money. I'm rich."
Yeah.
I said, "Yeah, you're right. But you don't, Mark, you don't know anybody. This is my city. I know everybody. I market the parties. I can help it grow faster than you can do it by yourself." And he said, "You know, you're right." And then he connected me with Akon, who used to be his partner. And Akon said, "Hey, this is sleep." And that's when, you know, we turned into a trio. And that's that one relationship, just being nice to somebody 4 years ago, I never thought that it would lead me into being a part owner of a nightclub. And, you know, and because of the success of that nightclub, Akon said, "Hey, I'm about to buy a nightclub in Houston. Let me introduce to Andre Johnson and DeAndre Hopkins. They're my partners. Hey, this is Sleep from Atlanta. Hey, guys, we're going to buy this together in Houston. Sleep's going to help us." And now that one relationship turned to me being in a relationship with these multimillionaire athletes off of just one situation. And it's been happening again. Then that turned into, "Hey, Sleep, we're opening a club in another club in Atlanta. Let's meet you, Usher. Usher, hey, this is Sleep. Hey, Akon, Usher, Sleep." Now it turned into a triangle. And just that fast, the guy who doesn't sing, who doesn't dance, who doesn't play football, is now in relationship with these guys.
Hey, the one thing that I do not want it to be missed, ladies and gentlemen. What the man said, a couple things, small things, but major things. One, 4 years ago, a seed was planted, right? Do not despise the days of small things, folks. It takes time. Trust the process. That's the first thing. And then the second thing you said was being nice to somebody it's real hard for a lot of us to be nice to anybody, even the people in our house, let alone somebody outside our house. You got to be nice to people.
Right. And that's not me.
See, so you're going to miss, you've missed opportunities, and you're going to keep missing opportunities just because you're not even giving away free currency. Free currency.
Right.
It don't cost nothing to be nice to somebody. I don't want that to be overlooked, bro. I heard it. I caught it.
That's powerful,
and that's a domino effect, right?
Right.
And
right.
That's how it works, ladies and gentlemen. That's how it works. That's the power of relationship. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He talked about changing your mindset, how you look at things, how you respond to things. Then you just got to level up within yourself first. You got to invest in yourself. You got to be making some moves. See, he also said that he was out in front of a club where he was about to throw a party. So you got to get out. You got to be out. And that's one thing that I've learned from this dude. Like, I'm an administrator. I do a lot of things that's behind closed doors. But this dude is out, and he conducting business in the street. You know what I'm saying? And so, I mean, lessons to be learned in this conversation. Go back and listen to this podcast from the beginning, because he's been dropping jewels the entire time, and we only like 26 minutes in. Sleep, what are your feelings towards this new era we've stepped in with new leadership? What I know, and you're in a tax bracket, and I don't know if you're going to admit this or not, but I love you, so I feel comfortable saying this. You might be a closet Trump supporter just because of your tax bracket. So how you feel about this age in administration?
Well, no, I'm not. I mean, I'm still from the hood, so, you know, even though the Republican perspective when it comes to the money, I really would appreciate if that would stay the same. But the overall person, my integrity, and also just how I'm raised and my family still would benefit more. So I'm a team player, right? So the selfish me, if it wasn't about anybody else, I would be like, hey, go Trump for the money. Let's vote for him, Republican. But because I know majority of my family don't have as much money and majority of my friends don't have that much money, they'll benefit more from the policies of the Democratic president. So for that reason, I'm with Biden, you know, and so, you know, that's what I really, because I'm the type of person, I really sacrifice myself personally so everybody else can win, because I know that it just creates a better situation. And so that's kind of how I am.
Yeah.
So I was excited.
Definitely. And it's good to know. And it's good to know. I mean, I certainly know you're a genuine brother. And so if you said it, I certainly believe it. Man, how has COVID impacted your various businesses?
So first of all, let me just say I feel sorry for those who've been impacted by COVID, and I pray for those who may be going through it now. But for me personally, I've made more money this year in COVID than I've ever made in my life. It hasn't impacted my businesses. All increased. I didn't have any negative impact. It tripled my money than it ever did. It created a monopoly in Atlanta. So number one, COVID has created a monopoly in Atlanta because we're the only city that's open. So what's happened is, and I say open. So we're the only city that's open. Because of that, everyone been coming from the United States, flying into Atlanta to party, to drink, to eat. So we get more business than we've ever gotten because of, if you think about it, only Atlanta, Houston, and Dallas is completely open. Everybody else has some type of restrictions or capacity issues. Atlanta has no capacity. My restaurant doesn't have any capacity. So we have clubs that have 500 people in there, restaurants that have whatever amount of people. And so our business has skyrocketed.
Looks
right?
Scary,
it hasn't affected me.
Looks scary as
no,
hell.
But see, and then, and so, well,
that's amazing.
This, you may not agree with me on this, so this is one thing that's probably gonna be controversial. Y'all not gonna really. So first of all, I believe in the herd community, right? So I believe that Atlanta, because it stayed open when everybody else closed, our rates haven't increased. If you compare Atlanta, I look at this type of stuff, right? So if you look at how many affected people we have in Atlanta compared to the whole United States, Atlanta's not even in the top 20. Not even in the top 20. And we haven't closed. And the hospitals aren't bombarded people that, you know, beds. It hasn't happened. Now, I don't know if God loves Atlanta or just been a lucky break, but literally, we haven't been affected. So, you know, like I haven't wore a mask unless I'm forced to wear it in months. I got tested for Corona 6 times, all negative. Now, what has happened is people who come from cities that aren't open, like Philadelphia or New York, they come to Atlanta and they definitely get COVID. I got family members that came to visit and they got COVID. I got people who came to visit and they got sick, 100%. So I wouldn't advise to come to Atlanta from a state that hasn't been open and you just jump into the COVID bucket. Now, that's something totally different now. But if you live here and you've been exposed to it and you've been out and about, your body, I think, builds the antibodies because I haven't got it. COVID has allowed us to purchase businesses, allowed us to open another restaurant in Decatur, allowed me to purchase another truck because of the monopoly it created. Now, if people were smart, so not only that, and this is like maybe on another level, but also if you're in the stocks, I've made more money in the stock market than I've ever made in my life, ever. It's because what it did was from a high level, right? If you remove the whole deaths and the fears, what it did was it reset the playing field. So companies lost millions and millions of dollars. So their stock prices dropped to the lowest it's ever been in a lifetime. If you had the ability to invest in these companies, you would make 10 times your money. So I bought companies that dropped down to $3 a share. That's up to $90 a share now. I bought companies that were almost bankrupt that got saved by the government, and my stock went through the roof. So I was prepared for this mentally, for this, you know. I didn't take the approach of like, oh, my God, we're dying, what are we going to do? I took the approach of let me sit back and think, how can I make money doing this? You know, so that was my mentality.
Well, man, I appreciate you so much, man. Before you get out of here, because what we're going to do this next half hour is we literally going to recap everything you dropped the first half hour, literally recap it, because you share some serious things with the trucking business. The trucking business is serious. I opened up a brokerage last year. DOT got my MC, so I certainly understand it. One thing you just said is you said you were prepared for that stock strategy that you applied. I'm low risk when it comes to, you know, things I'm not too familiar with, and trucking was something I wasn't familiar with. You dived in and you multiplied your trucks like nobody's business.
Right.
How did you grow it? And what was the motivation behind it? As you just said, and you're about to buy another one.
Yeah, so when I did research and realized the truck was recession-proof. So you think about it, everything that we utilize as far as hairbrushes, combs, toothpaste, everything comes off the dock, has to be picked up by a truck. There's no airplanes driving into the neighborhood. Everything's moving by trucks. It has to. There's no other way. So I did some research and realized it was recession-proof. I was like, wow, okay. Now, for years, being black, I always thought about being a – the only thing I understood was truck drivers. Like, oh, God, people driving trucks. I never even thought about owning a truck and understanding how much money you can make from it. So basically on a low scale, in a worst-case scenario, you make $1,000 every week on owning a truck, $1,000. I'm like, what you do wrong, $1,000 every single week. To me, that's high, low risk, high reward, right? So, you know, it was more like – and because we as people don't know enough about it, not only did I buy trucks, I started doing seminars all across the U.S. So I got a seminar in Houston next month teaching people how to purchase trucks and get in the trucking industry, how to make money. How to
sold
it
out
completely
seminars,
passive.
Folks. Seminars.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, so we did 500 people in Atlanta, 500 people in Dallas. We got another one coming up in Houston. And it feels great just to teach people about, because a lot of us really don't know. but it's such an easy way to get into it. You can get in it so easily, and literally it's passive income. I have 3 trucks right now. I have no idea where they're at. I don't even know where they're at, what they're picking up, nor do I care. But I know every Friday I'm going to have $3,000 every Friday, every single Friday. So to me, it's a no-brainer. Now, if you have, and then, like, you know, what you mentioned earlier about having your MC and having your number, I don't even want to do that. To me, I just want to have it straight passive income. I purchase the truck. I have a company that manages the truck. They pay me every Friday. I don't even know nothing about a truck. I've never drove a truck, nor do I understand anything about it. And I'm not interested in knowing about it. You know, that's just my, I want this to be strict passive income so I can concentrate on other things. And the trucking industry is probably one of the few industries that pay you a lot of money. You don't even have to be involved in it at all. And so, you know, that's it. And with this COVID-19, trucks business booming. People need medicine. Vaccines got to be moved by trucks. You got to have medical supplies, beds, masks. Everything's coming from China. The docks are booming right now. This is the best time to get in it. It's not going away. So how do you capitalize off of it? Let's find ways to get into the industry where we can make money off of it, right? And stay safe. Stay out the way and get money. That's the goal. So that's what I've been doing. So every time I get extra money, so let me just say one thing and just kind of like how my mentality changed, right? I went from a person who grew up, and we all grew up, I think, most people, especially if you're black, work hard, save your money. You know, your parents tell you save 10 times your income, 10 times your rent, and all that old school scary stuff, save for a rainy day. I don't even believe in that anymore because, to me, that's a losing mentality because you're saving for a rainy day. That means a rainy day, you think a rainy day is going to come. What I do now is go, let me invest this money. I don't want to sit on $50,000. I'd rather buy a truck or buy something that's going to make me money. So why? Because the old me would sit on money, lose my job, lose my income, and now I go into my rainy day fund, and now I'm broke again. So now is my mentality has changed now. Now if I make $20,000, $19,000 is going into an investment. I don't want any money. I get frustrated if I got money sitting in the bank. I don't want to sit on money in the bank. It gives me a headache when I see $10,000 in my bank account. It should be making me some money. So I'd rather invest
it to work.
In stock.
Put it to work.
Put it to work. Even if you put it in stock, you know.
No doubt.
Even if you, yeah. So that's, and I feel like if we change our mentality, we would all be more in a better financial space if you got money. There's no need to sit on it. If you think about it, when you say rainy day or this emergency fund, you're almost being talking into existence. You're going to have emergency at some point. Put the money away for it, right?
Yeah.
You're going to have a rainy day.
I shifted that last year, man, when I got into, I mean, when we were all grounded with COVID last year, I learned Forex. And I had already been doing options. I don't do a lot with stocks. Again, I'm low risk, right? So I go the cheap route, and I do options. But I do like your strategy for how you purchase those stocks. Because, I mean, that was just smart as hell to buy low and then watch them, you know, regain. Or rally back up. But Forex is what I've jumped in and stopped letting my money sit because that currency market is serious business too.
Right. And so let me give you – and then also just from a stock tip perspective, right? Right now, you know – so each week, like I usually do stock classes on my Instagram page. I do free classes where I teach people how to purchase stock, how to get involved in stock. I call it Stock 101. I go over basics of stock like probably twice a month. And I give out – once a week I give out stock tips of companies that I think you should buy if you want to make some money. Literally this year I'm probably about 300%. That's how accurate I've been with all the companies that I picked. So years ago before I did all this stuff, you probably don't even know this, but – I was a financial analyst for Bank of America. So I used to work in the stock market, but that was when I was 25. But either way, this is the time now to purchase and get involved in all these companies that used to be household names, but they've been struggling because of the pandemic. And so with the new president, with the Democrats coming into office, everything's going to be more based around clean energy. So everything that you can buy as far as clean energy, electric, anything that's going to eliminate oil and gasoline is what you should invest your money in because that's what they have $1 billion earmark set aside just to invest in wind and energy and all these things that's going to benefit. So time is now. You know, like I told everybody, and I don't want to take too much time up, but it was a company called VSLR. I talked about 2 years ago. It's a solar power company. It was $3.54 a share. I was sharing on Facebook and Instagram for years. I said, buy it, buy it, buy it, buy it. Make a long story short, the company got bought by this company called SunPower for $7 billion, and everybody who had the stock for $3 a share got $95 a share off that one transaction. So,
wow.
You know, it's just the time now
wow.
to think out the box as people. We got to think out the box, and so, you know, it's time. If you really, this is the opportunity right now when everybody's hiding and scared of corona to think about how can I benefit, because the world's coming back to normal. It's just a matter of time before the vaccine is out and we're back to normal. You don't want to miss this opportunity. You know, so companies like Boeing, companies like Tesla, these companies are going to be amazing after back to normal. These are companies you should invest in your money in now. Don't have your money sitting in a savings account, you know, waiting for the emergency to come. It's just not going to make sense. So that's just my opinion, you know.
Hey, bro, no, you're spot on. And what you're talking about, what you just referred to as far as the focus of the new administration, what he's referring to, folks, is what's called the Green New Deal. And so the Green
right.
New Deal is really about efficiency. It's about
right.
Climate control, and it's about really reducing gas. And so anything that is going to help with that is where they're putting a lot of money. So he
right.
has dropped a whole lot on us just in reference to strategy, you know, tactics, and really just how to rechannel your focus and your energy. At the top of the show, this brother said he changed his mindset. He changed his mindset. And what I know for a fact is that when you change your mindset, you change your life. Clearly, he has changed his life. CeeLo is a witness, right? I mean,
yeah,
it's been about 4 years, you know, since you were on the show last. And in 4 years, I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to do math. I mean, just based on what he shared with us in this hour. So, bro, is it safe to say that in 4 years you've become a multimillionaire?
It's safe to say this year I'll be a multimillionaire. Yeah, for sure.
Congratulations.
This would be the year. This is the year.
Absolutely, congratulations.
This is the year. Thank you. This would be the year.
Absolutely. And folks, what makes one a millionaire? Let me just help folks, right? It's not about how much money you have generated, because if that was the case, I'm a millionaire too, and I'm not, okay? It's not about how much money you generate. It's about how much profit do you have in the bank after you've generated dollars. And what the brother said very carefully was, this year is it, right? Because he has the money in the bank. Listen, level up, folks. Get your mind right and get your relationships right. Sleep, if you could tell somebody who is brand new, bro, like no relationships, you know, they know enough to know that they got to get their mind right. But how do you level up? How do you get in the room to be at the table?
I mean, it really comes down to, you know, the people you're around. I know it sounds like a cliche, but it's like sometimes, like all my old friends that I used to have years ago, you know, I had to fall back from them and really put myself in a position, you know, between the people you be around, what you do with your time, what you read, you know, your mentality. You know, I really believe in talking success into existence. I really believe in reading things now that is going to benefit me and put me in a position where I can have these conversations when I'm in the room. It's one thing to be in the room, but if you're in the room and you don't know, you don't even have anything that to add value, then
value.
You shouldn't even be in the room. The value add is what makes you
boom.
Different, right? And that's
boom.
Important because somebody will, when somebody finds value in you, or you have a value add, they'll bring you along. So that's why it's important to make sure you bring value. You know, it's that way when you're in the room, you know, you won't leave the room. So,
right.
Hey, you just heard it from a boss, folks. Like, you know, and I know that's a hard pill to swallow sometimes. But, I mean, you know, I know it's true. Like, a lot of times we just want to hang around. A lot of times we just want to be amongst them. You know what I'm saying? But what is very true, bro, is listen, and females,
if you can't add value, it's not time for you to be in the room. Like, nobody wants you to be a looking ass in the room. Nobody wants you looking ass in the room if you're not bringing nothing to the table.
Right.
Wait your turn.
Yes,
wait your turn. You got to be patient. To trust the process.
Right.
You're looking ass. Hey, bro, I love you, man. I love you, man. I love you for your transparency. I love you because what I know about successful people, bro, successful people don't mind, like, sharing, like, the goodness. Successful people don't mind educating people, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's snakes and hood rats and crabs. You already talked about that crab mentality. We got to get out. Get away from that.
Get out of that.
We got to get out of that. Each one teach one.
Right.
Hey, it's also not being afraid to take the knowledge in, you know, not afraid. Some people have so much pride, they don't even want to ask for help. You got to put your pride aside and say, you know what, I need help. I don't know what I'm doing. I want to learn. It's okay to not know. Like, I've asked a lot of questions. I still ask questions. I will always ask questions because I want to learn. I want to be the best of what I don't even know, you know, so I want to be the best. I got to ask questions. And sometimes I think as people, we're afraid to ask questions or humble ourselves and say, I don't know, you know?
Right.
And so that's important. Because it's not about having money.
That's
how much money you got.
Extremely important.
It doesn't matter.
That's extremely important.
Whew. Right. Right. So
Why is it so hard for us, bro? Why is it so hard to humble ourselves?
Well, because how we're raised. I mean, by any means necessary mentality of surviving. So when you start asking for people, it's kind of like you have to humble yourself to come and say you need help. And we have this, I don't need no help, man. You don't have to help me. You know, like, you look at, like, and I can talk for hours. But even with women, right, like relationships, right, you figure most women grew up in single-parent homes with their moms. So they see these strong black women take care of the household really without a man around, and they grow and become these strong black successful women. The more successful a woman becomes, the less likely they are to work with a man and listen to us. It's like, we don't need you. I've been doing it by myself. Even if they need help, they're not going to ask for help. Like, I don't need help. I've been doing it by myself for so long, I don't need help. I don't knock women for that, but in reality, you can't be complete without helping each other. You just can't. Like, it's stuff that we don't know. Women can teach us and vice versa. We all need it. But sometimes success blinds you. It makes you think you're really good. In reality, like, you should. Everybody needs help. Let's help each other. You know, so and really, like, no matter how much I've become successful, became in my direction, I'm still the same person. I still, you know, I never changed. I'm never going to change. I appreciate people. I learn something from somebody every single day. You know,
I appreciate the relationship that we've built. There's never been a time that I've called you, bro, that you haven't picked up the phone. You picked up the phone sounding sleep as hell. Like, why are you calling me? But you picked up the phone, right? I mean, you pick up the phone on the West Coast. It don't matter. You pick up the phone. And that's love, man. We've been talking about doing something. But, I mean, bro, we got to bring the show to one of these clubs. And we got to do this live with some cameras. Are you on Clubhouse?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
You own Clubhouse, bro. We got to get we got to get in some rooms.
Let's do it.
Keep these conversations going, bro. I just launched a room on Sunday, so let's launch some rooms, bro. I want to help you to do this on Clubhouse too, because that's what Clubhouse is all about. Hey,
right now, I agree.
We respect you so much, man. You can come back here and drop jewels anytime. Much respect, much love, and much success always, bro.
I appreciate it. Definitely. You already know.
Yeah, very motivated.
Hey, Sleep.
tell people how they can follow you, because you talked about what you're sharing on IG. Tell people how they can follow you social media.
You can follow me on Instagram at Sleepy Green, book Sleepy Green. You know, and all my, you know, when you follow me on Instagram, I definitely follow you back. And all my businesses, and like the Clover Line, the restaurants, the nightclubs are all on my Instagram bio. So Sleepy Green, all one word.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. No, I was also saying, year, you know, for the weekend, No Fleece South Beach weekend, we didn't have a chance to talk about that much. Maybe next time, but No Fleece South Beach weekend, which is a weekend in Miami, July 15th to the 18th. That's nofleecesouthbeach.com. But that's on my Instagram too. So, you know, it's a lot going on right now. That's a whole other conversation.
We are official promoters of No Sleep, as you already know, if you've been following this show for a while. And so we going to have info for you next week going forward as we are in there. Hey, repeat those dates one more time in the website, Sleep.
It's July 15th to the 18th, nosleepsouthbeach.com. It's going to be 6 events spread out over 4 days. And a great time, networking, powerful, fun, good time.
No doubt. And TM Muhammad Radio is your official contact for No Sleep South Beach 2021. And so we in there. Bro, again, much love. Man, I definitely didn't think you were going to be able to hang out the entire hour. But, bro, this has been an action-packed hour. Go back, folks, and listen to this from the top. If you're looking for a business plan, if you're looking for a plan for 2021, like a real action plan, lay it out for you. Pick something, choose something. Pick 2 things or 3 things to focus on out of this conversation. It should help you out. Hey, much love to you, Sleep. Hey, we'll be right back. Unbelievable conversation there with I'm going to say superpreneur, right? I mean, if you heard the conversation, I mean, this dude has businesses on top of businesses on top of businesses. I consider him a friend, a big brother, but I mean a mentor. I've talked to him about mentoring, you know what I'm saying? But what I learned is, you know, anybody can be a mentor. You know, what this dude said to me even about that, right? I mean, he'll help anything. He'll pick up the phone anytime, right? But it's really about being out and about and just doing the work.
Yeah.
It's about being out and about and doing the work, right? Being amongst people, asking questions. You know what I'm saying? It's not just about being out, again, being a looking ass.
Right. You got to say something.
You know, you got to be able to apply something at some point. And, you know, I that's why I have so much respect for the dude. You know what I'm saying? Because, again, we saw it from the beginning, right? We saw it from ground zero. And I've seen, I mean, he doesn't sleep. He doesn't sleep. I'm telling you, the dude told me I was sleeping too much. And I'm thinking to myself, guy, you can't really know my schedule, right? And he's like, no, you sleep too much. And he made me feel like, you know, no, you're like a little baby. You're like a little baby, you sleep too much. But, I mean, the point is, though, is you got to be out and about constantly grinding and getting it. He said it in his facts. A lot of people think, you know, Atlanta is chocolate city, you know, land of milk and honey, just because there's a lot of black people here look like you. Listen, there's no handouts. There's no handouts. You know, people who are successful in Atlanta, they didn't just, you know, bump into success. There's no handouts. And I'm just going to echo what we've been talking about really the entire hour. Do yourself a favor. Go back and listen from the beginning. Mindset, relationships, leveling up.
Constant.
The company you keep. Consistency, absolutely. The company you keep. I had to get the question in about how do you get in the room to get at the table, right?
Be but nice. His answer was be nice.
Well, that wasn't his answer.
Ultimately, that's what it was like.
Establish relationships was the answer. Establish relationships, right? Being nice is a part of establishing the relationships.
But you got to be nice to people to establish relationships. Well, I don't know. Do you? Yeah. You got to be open.
You do have to be nice. Is Sleep still hanging out with us? I mean, Sleep, do you have to be nice? Because I think she's struggling. It's crazy that a female is struggling with being nice, right?
I think you have to be nice. Well, at least nice enough to get good reception from people.
Yeah, you have to be nice enough to be welcoming, right? I mean, you have to, this is the word, I think, you have to be approachable, right? And then,
right,
you know, outside of being approachable, then you have to be able to add value. But typically, no one wants to even hear what somebody has to say if they wasn't nice, right? Because
right,
this is the truth, folks. People want to buy, B-U-Y, buy from people they like or people they know. This is facts. I'm telling you what I know. I'm not telling you what I think. I'm telling you what I know. Okay, people want to buy from people they like or people they know. So if they don't
right,
already know you, and if you're not nice, you can kick rocks because there's too many options.
Right.
I'm just telling you. I'm just being honest. So you can make a choice to not be nice. That's totally on you. Like, who cares? You only shooting yourself in the foot. It just pays to be nice.
Right.
It just pays to be nice.
It paid very well for him to be nice.
It pays very well. Specifically,
yeah,
you know, in 4 years, right? You multimillionaire status, right? 4 years. And
yeah.
But, I mean, let's not get it confused, though, right? I mean, he talked about, you know, dynamic relationships. He came out of the gate with Akon. We all know Akon is billionaire status, right?
Right.
And I mean, and then he talked about Usher. You know, and these are business partners. I mean, we know that Usher just opened up residency in Vegas, right? High power.
Right.
Question is, but one thing that he called out that I think is extremely, extremely valuable. He said, "I'm not a rapper. I don't play ball. I don't sing," right?
Right.
All of those things that we think will make us the millions. And he's become wealthy faster than most simply by grinding organically. Now, I'll tell you, he's mean when it comes to social media. He's mean with his social media skills, and he understands strategy, right? So, folks, don't be naive enough to believe that you just got to be nice and, you know, no. It takes some skill, right? It takes some focus. He talked about being a stock analyst at 25.
Right. Hell of a background.
Right?
Yeah.
This year, we're committed to bringing you different perspectives, different voices. We want to thank Cat B for hanging out with us on Monday. You know, up-and-coming rapper, actually Basic Cat B, hung out with us and just talked about the state of the country, the state of industry, and some of his personal goals, just based on what's going on, right? You know, young, up and coming. We're going to share positive perspectives from positive people all year. and it's going to get bigger and better, and we're going to have real conversations just like this. Because if we can't learn something, right, what's the point?
We got no business being here. Right.
Yeah, I mean, what's dope is we went this entire hour, we only played one song. I think that's dope. This was Full of Substance. Full of Substance. Hey, pick up Madam CeeLo Boston's book, Between God and Best Friends, on Amazon right now.
Yes. It is downloadable. Yes.
And downloadable, you know, and she will soon have some hardback. Is it hardback or hardcover?
Paperback.
That's what I was looking for. Soon available on paperback. Hey, we're back on Monday 9P. Much love to Sleepy Green and Cat B hanging out. We got somebody coming in talking about trauma. Trauma and a whole lot of other things next week. He joined me on Clubhouse this past Sunday. And if you are on Clubhouse, we are on Clubhouse the next two Sundays, part two of Faith Finances in the Future, a series we started last week. Faith Finances in the Future, every Sunday next few weeks on Clubhouse, 2 p.m. We'll talk to you then. Other than that, back next Monday, 9 p.m.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk radio show. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. Real.